pass out the offering bags. Children's Church, you are excused. I don't know if there are any announcements that need to be made. It's good to see you all here on the first day of the week. Yes, Mara? Fellowship dinner, yes. All right, yes, thank you. Are you bringing chili? Okay. Anyone else got a specialty that they want to bring? Okay. Well, we've got one chili, so we know that. All right. So. Yes, exactly. Chili today. Yeah, hot tomorrow. All right. So. All right. So why don't you turn to Deuteronomy 31, verses 1 through 8. And we see this particular passage where Moses is transferring leadership to Joshua. To take the people into the promised land. And you remember that, of course, Joshua and Caleb were the two spies that are famous. We actually don't remember the names of any of the other ones, do we? The other 10 have just kind of disappeared. They're listed, but they don't represent God. Joshua and Caleb did, and there was great honor in that. And so... they carried the torch for the Lord Jesus Christ. So it's good instruction for us that God has called you and I to leadership, to moving things forward in the kingdom. And Moses is now giving counsel to Joshua. And I believe that that's what we need to learn today, is that we want to receive the counsel of Moses and what he gave to Joshua. What he spoke then is still true now. And so let's take a look at this passage. Verses 1 through 8, it says, "Then Moses went out and spoke these words to all Israel. I am now 120 years old, and I am no longer able to lead you. The Lord has said to me, 'You shall not cross the Jordan. The Lord your God himself will cross over ahead of you. He will destroy these nations before you, and you will take possession of their land. Joshua also will cross over ahead of you, as the Lord said, and the Lord will do to them what he did to Sihon and Og, the kings of the Amorites, whom he destroyed along with their land. The Lord will deliver you them to you, and you must do to them all that I have commanded you. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them, for the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you.' Then Moses summoned Joshua, said to him in the presence of all of Israel, 'Be strong and courageous, for you must go with this people into the promised land that the Lord swore to your forefathers to give them, and you must divide it among them as their inheritance. The Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid and do not be discouraged.'" Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the power of leadership that we see here and the encouragement that you bring through the words of Moses to us. Lord, we thank you that... these words still are true. And we ask that you would bring them to us today in a fresh word, manna, that we might ingest it and see the transforming power that you choose to bring to us. Lord, we are encouraged with these words. And so, Lord, as we look forward to this new year, may this truth about you and about what you've called us to be woven deeply within our spirits, that we might live out of the power and the nutrients that it brings to us. And we pray that in Jesus' name. Amen. So we see here a transfer of leadership. And Moses' counsel to both the children of Israel and to Joshua is, be strong and courageous. The Lord himself goes before you. And I think that's important for us to be reminded of the fact that the Lord goes ahead of us into the battle, into those situations. It's easy for us to look at the problems, easy for us to see the difficulties. We're pretty adept at that, aren't we? However, the Lord is wanting us to take a different perspective. Doesn't mean that we live in denial of what's really going on. It just means that we then fix our eyes on Jesus and we ask him to reveal to us what it is that we need to see in order that for us to move forward. But the Lord will go before us. I remember back in the CB days, the trucks, they would talk about being in the rocking chair. I don't know if you remember what that was, but it's between the, there was like a lead semi, and there was one that was following up, and you were in the middle, and they were scanning the roadside for the highway patrol and, the possible radar detection. And it was that sweet spot between protected on both sides. And when I think about this passage, I'm reminded of that, that the Lord surrounds us, that he is our protector. He goes before us, and as the kingdom moves forward, we can trust the fact that the Lord is ahead of us. He's taking ground before us, and we get to enjoy the benefits of that. Now, it doesn't mean that there isn't effort. There is effort in the kingdom. As we see later on, we see that the city of Jericho required effort on the part of the children of Israel. Basically, they needed to do things in obedience to God to prove their obedience, things that really didn't make sense to them. But actually, when we see the end of the story, we see that it was the way that God had determined to actually take this city. And it proved to them that he was for them. And so we want to remind ourselves as we move into this new year that the Lord goes before us. And sometimes we may not be able to see him, but my encouragement is one of the prayers that you can pray for yourself is that the Lord reveal himself to you as he goes before you in those situations. It also states that he will never leave us or forsake us. In other words, he's always present and he will never abandon. Isn't that one of the things that we tend to worry about? We tend to worry about being left alone and abandoned. And yet, the Lord says that he will never leave us and we will never be abandoned. And so, it's a word of encouragement to us. We need to be strong in the Lord because he will never leave us. He will not forsake us. He is with us forever through thick and thin, through whatever difficulty that we might be experiencing. And it's in that then that we ask the Lord for the wisdom and revelation to walk in the direction of him that allows us to see the victory, whatever that might be and whatever we might need. And so we have to guard our hearts against being afraid and being discouraged. Aren't those the two things that really challenge us? That's what the enemy uses in our life is fear and discouragement. And we must guard our hearts against that because if we embrace fear and discouragement, we give up. We surrender to the enemy. And that's where he works. He knows that we're vulnerable to that. Now, we need that in our own lives, and we also need to encourage each other in that, don't we? We need to be in relationship with each other that will bring encouragement to us and that will comfort us and allow us to walk in the direction that God has called us to. We tend to think that we need to be strong in ourselves, but Scripture declares that we need to be strong in the Lord. You and I know that we're weak. If we live in denial of that, the enemy just really chews us up, doesn't he? We must recognize our weaknesses, but we also know that the Lord is greater than our weaknesses. Whatever our temptation might be, our difficulty or whatever, we want to walk with the Lord and to see him be strong. We are not strong in and of ourselves, but rather we must be strong in the Lord. Our two great enemies are fear and discouragement, and we must guard our hearts against that. And sometimes we just need help in that. Sometimes we need other people to speak that truth. And my prayer today is that no matter where you're at, that this is a new year for us. And the Lord is saying to us, be strong and courageous, and resist the fear and the discouragement. That might be what we would call our New Year's resolution. It's traditional for us to make resolutions, you know. And typically what happens is many times those resolutions don't last long, do they? They say that as far as like YMCA memberships and gyms and those kinds of things, the month of January is very busy, and by the time you get to February, it gets pretty slim. There is a need for commitment on our part in order to see the strength of the Lord revealed in our lives. But I think that you and I need to, as we look at this year, be reminded of the fact that the Lord is saying to each one of us, be strong and courageous within his power, within what he has done, and that the enemies of fear and discouragement need to be tossed out. They need to be dealt with. And so you want to comfort yourself with the truth of who God is and who you are in Christ. That's foundational. You've heard me talk about it before. You will continue to hear me talk about it over and over and over again. Why? Because we need to be reminded of that truth. The enemy wants to rob us of the truth about who God is and also who you are. And if we can be reminded of the true identity of God and our true identity in Christ, then there is great power that is released within our lives. And so comfort yourselves with those truths and be strong and courageous as a result of that. Now, the Lord is good. And one of the things, Mara's reading the book by Bill Johnson, God is Good, I think is the title of it. She's very good. We're looking at using it either in the Sunday school program or possibly at the well on Wednesday nights. But foundationally, we must remember that in the midst of difficulty, the enemy wants to steal the truth from us that God is good. He wants us to begin to doubt God's goodness or his power or his ability. And in that, then, the enemy is attempting to dissuade us from following after God, seeking our own way, and taking our own actions. But the truth is that God is good, and he is all-powerful, he is faithful. The other thing that this resolution will encourage us is to take action. When the kingdom opportunities present themselves, we want to seize those moments in order to see the glory of the Lord revealed. The Lord provides various opportunities, and we tend to be busy or distracted or passive. What happens then is those kingdom opportunities bypass us. We are not to waste our lives on the things of this world, but rather we are to be present and actively engaged in the kingdom work. What happens for us many times is we get involved in the busyness of this life. And with that, then we miss not only what God is doing, but also the kingdom opportunities that are available to us. You and I have been called to be salt and light. We've been called to see the kingdom move forward. And as we've done this morning, worshiping the Lord in everything that we do is a great way to protect ourselves from the fear and discouragement as we continue to remind ourselves of who he is and what he has done. And as we acknowledge that, I think a missing ingredient within the church today is real worship, is continually the missing, the thanksgiving that leads to worship. And then we begin to lose ground as a result of that. And so the Lord is speaking to you and I that just as the children of Israel took ground for the kingdom in the promised land, now it was promised to them, but there was then effort on their part to take action to seize that ground. This same is true for you and I. The Lord is encouraging each one of us. He has done it. He has taken the ground, and now you and I need to cooperate with his Spirit in taking back what rightfully belongs to us, because it belongs to him and he's given it to us. Just as Moses said, this was promised to your forefathers. We have forefathers in the faith. Abraham. We are descendants of Abraham, grafted in to the family. And we have been promised the promised land, the land flowing with milk and honey, the good things. And so it's time for you and I to seize that, to take hold of that. So be encouraged, resist fear and discouragement. Be strong in the Lord. Stand with me and let's pray. Father, we thank you that that you have an answer to every difficult situation that comes into our lives. And so we ask that the Spirit of wisdom and revelation would be released within us that would allow us to hear your voice and grant us the ability through thanksgiving to receive that revelation and the transforming power that it brings. Lord, we thank you that you've given us this day and we choose to rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you that even in the midst of difficulty, you are still the great God, the great I am. And that, Lord God, you fully intend to win and to reveal that in our lives. And so, Lord, we come today to align ourselves as we begin a new year. We begin a new season and opportunity to see your glory revealed in our lives. Lord, I pray that we would not miss it, that we would not be so consumed with the details of life, or that we would be consumed with fear and doubt and discouragement that we would not be able to see your glory. I pray that our eyes might be open to see, just as Elisha's servant, when they were surrounded by the enemy, was able to see. Lord, I ask that we too would be given eyes to see your glory, your provision, your blessing, and that we would take hold of it. Lord, grant us the ability to see, and then, Lord, may we, in obedience, take hold of what you have revealed in order that it might be experienced. And so, Lord, I ask that this year would be a new year of wonderful experiences in you and in your kingdom. Lord, we ask that we would be mindful of your kingdom opportunities to see your glory revealed in our lives and the lives of others. And so, Lord, we lift you up because you are worthy. We pray that we would be able to fix our eyes on you, Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, that we might now move forward in seeing your glory revealed. And we pray that in the holy name of you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen. Be encouraged in the new year.